A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus cried out and said, "Whoever believes in me believes not only in me, but also in the one who sent me. And whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. I came into the world as light, so that everyone who believes in me might not remain in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not observe them, I do not condemn that one. For I did not come to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him, the word that I spoke. It will condemn that one on the last day, because I did not speak on my own, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. So what I say, I say as the Father told me." I read recently that both liberals and conservatives are disappointed with Pope Francis's most recent apostolic exhortation, Amoris Laetitia, the joy of loving. For liberals, he does not go far enough. For conservatives, his attempts to reach out to those living in moral complex situations seems likely to weaken moral authority. This author went on to say that the radical nature of this document is that Francis insists on staying in dialogue with the opposing pieces of human life. Reflecting on how dialogue can be radical takes me back into John's Gospel, which we have been reading, reflecting on, and praying with each weekday since the Tuesday of the second week of Easter. Why does dialogue take me back into John? Because John gives us Jesus as the Word made flesh. Word. Jesus is God in dialogue with our humanness. God acknowledging that humanity is complex. Our human experience is complex, and God comes as dialogue with that complexity. God does not come as a simple one-sided monologue, not even as a conversation or as a debate, but as dialogue, transformative learning. Jesus tells us, "Whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. And I did not come to condemn the world." That would be debate. But to save it. Transformational dialogue. Jesus chooses mercy over condemnation again and again and again. Zacchaeus, the woman caught in adultery. Lazarus' sister, as she pours the nard over Jesus' feet. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Jesus' use of mercy is radical. His refusal to condemn, so as to maintain the status quo, becomes his own condemnation. The cross was meant to stop the dialogue, to put an end to transforming the clarity of condemnation according to a set of prescribed rules and moral codes. The shouts of "crucify him, crucify him" were supposed to drown out the dialogue of the incarnation. Yet, we know that did not happen. The stone does not stay where it's supposed to, and the tomb is empty. This one sent by God is not held by death. Now there's clarity for you. There's simplicity. Death, condemnation, is not God's plan. Life, mercy, forgiveness is God's plan. Today, we are the ones sent by God to continue the dialogue, the incarnating of love, as we have learned to love from Jesus. This is ours to continue in today's world. And God gives us this word, I have come not to condemn, but to save. Be forewarned, neither the liberals nor the conservatives will be pleased, because as we be mercy in response to the complexities of human life, we will appear too weak. But then we will be in good company, for we will be standing in mercy with our Christ. And we know the stone did not stay in place, and death is not the last word. We know the last word was actually also the first word, life.